The Imperfect Art of Making It, written by Mousy Dentist, read by Lightning's Howl as Chai,
and Sun Kitten Shash as Kim and side characters.
Kim, there is something I need to tell you. Chai takes a deep breath. I'm trans. I wasn't born a boy. Chai steadies himself as he anticipates Kim's response. He's already considered it at length. He can't not tell Kim. He'll have to at some point. Plus, he's looking to move forward with his medical transition, meaning that he'll have to give Kim a reason for all the changes happening to his body. As for Kim's reaction, he guesses there is a couple ways it could go. He doesn't think Kim will outright reject him, although it's definitely not off the table. There's always a possibility Kim could be ignorant about it, but he's gay, or bi? Chai's not exactly sure. He'll have to ask. Either way, it's not like he's transphobic, but shit, he might be. It's not really something Chai thought of before, that now that he's thinking, it could potentially...
Oh.
Oh? What the fuck does that mean?
Well, I guess there's something I have to tell you too,
Kim said nonchalantly.
I don't like girls. Why didn't you tell me? I only date real men.
I wasn't either,
Kim says so casually and makes Chai suspicious. You weren't what?
Born a boy.
Kim takes Chai's hands and looks at their fingers weaving together.
I'm trans. Sorry I didn't tell you. I plan to at some point, but...
Kim is cut off by Chai lunging at him, wrapping his arms around his neck and letting out a huge sigh of relief. Chai feels like he could cry. Shit, he might actually be crying. But Kim lets him, petting his hair as Chai sobs quietly into his shoulder.
Thank you for telling me, Shay.
Chai sniffles and tries to discreetly wipe away his tears before pulling back and giving Kim an awkward smile. You too. Kim returns his grin and presses their foreheads together. Fuck, I love you, Chai says softly as their lips meet. It feels different now, like they both have 10 tons of weight lifted off their shoulders and are free to think of nothing else but them. Just them, as they really are.
I love you, Shay.
Chai is a mix of buzzing out of his seat in excitement and feeling like his heart is going to explode from anxiety as they pull up to the hospital, the sun reflecting blindingly off the clean exterior. It's damn nice, he'll give Kim that. He supposes Atira Panyaku would never take anything less than the best for something like this. Wow. Chai muses in awe of the huge, pristine building. This is where you come to?
No,
Kim says matter-of-factly. What? Then why am I here? Chai questions, the anxiety starting to win over.
I figured you'd prefer this to the main family compound's clinic.
Kim continues when Chai gives him a weird look.
I can't really go to a place like this. Too much risk if someone found out a Tirapanyakul child was... It's safer for me to do it there.
Am I in danger? Chai squeaks. Oh god, of course I am. It's always danger with the goddamn mafia.
Chai, no.
Kim chuckles as they enter the parking lot.
You're gonna be just fine. Even if these doctors don't work directly for us, they know well enough not to do something stupid like reveal private patient information. The only reason they would for me is because it could be a bargaining chip.
Chai droops a little. Oh, I'm sorry. That sucks. Kim shrugs.
It's fine. I don't like hospitals anyway.
He puts a car in park and turns to Chai.
Ready?
Something in his calm smile makes Chai feel much more ready than he was just a minute ago, and he nods. As I'll ever be. They walk hand in hand through the wide doors until they reach the check-in desk. Chai clears his throat. Hi,
last name?
Kitasawast, he enunciates. The woman types with quick fingers on her clacky keyboard, giving Chai a quick glance before clicking through a few things with a mouse.
Any change of address?
He shakes his head.
Okay then, you're all set. Third floor, all the way down the hall to your right. Have a seat and you'll be called shortly.
Thank you, Chai says with a quick bow. She smiles back at him sweetly, but takes a second look at where his and Kim's fingers are laced together. The glance makes her exaggerated grin feel like a sneer. It ruffles Chai's feathers. He might be reading too far into it, his anxious brain on high alert for any sign of this going poorly, but he's put off right at the door. He gets more nervous to meet the doctor every stair they climb.
You all right?
Kim nudges his side with their hands. Chai can tell that his smile doesn't really reach his whole face, but he hopes it's enough. I'm fine. Just a little nervous. The look Kim gives him sees right through him. He always does. But he gives Chai a break, at least for now.
Let me know if you want me to come in or stay outside,
Kim says, rubbing his thumb calmly over the back of Chai's hand. Chai gives him a small smile that isn't so forced. Can you come in with me? Kim nods, face soft and full of empathy. Thank you, Kim.
It only takes a few minutes for them to be called once they sit down, and they're shuffled into a room in the back.
It's a little different than he was expecting. A bigger desk for the doctor, but other than that, it looks like a normal exam room for a physical.
The doctor will be in just a minute,
the nurse tells them.
You had a physical recently and got blood work done then, so we shouldn't need to do much, but he'll ask some questions about your physical condition and medical history, things like that. Any questions for me?
Chai shakes his head.
All right, then you're all set.
She smiles and excuses herself from the room. Chai lets out a steadying breath and hops up on the exam table, twisting his fingers together and rubbing his palms in a self-soothing motion. Kim doesn't say anything else, just wraps an arm around Chai and leans their heads together, letting Chai calm himself on the sound of Kim's slow, relaxed breathing. When a knock comes on the door, Chai calls for them to come in, and a friendly-looking face pokes through.
Hi there.
He looks between the two of them and lands on Chai on the exam bench.
Good to meet you. I'm Dr. Ping Wong.
Nice to meet you. I'm poor Chai. You can call me Chai. This is Kim, my boyfriend. He explains when the doctor gives Kim a second glance.
Great. We always encourage people to have someone they trust here for support.
The doctor's welcoming vibe immediately makes him feel more at ease.
I see that you're here today to start hormone replacement therapy. This is a good first step. It's where many of our patients start. Today, I'll mostly just be asking you some questions.
The appointment goes by pretty painlessly. It makes Chai want to laugh at himself for having been so anxious. They talk about Chai's future plans and what he wants out of the treatment. His medical history, he signs some forms. Every time, it takes him a bit too long to think of an answer, or he starts getting nervous again. He focuses on Kim's warm hand in his, and the tension flows away on its own. He thinks about how Kim must have had to do this all by himself, in a much colder room with a much colder provider. He tries not to dwell on it, because he knows Kim would say he's fine, but he does think of all the ways he can support Kim moving forward. Kim will never have to do this alone again. Within the hour, he's leaving the office with a prescription for testosterone. He can't stop staring at the script in his hands. Just a few months ago, he'd felt so out of reach. Porsche did what he could, but they both knew, at the end of the day, it wouldn't be a question between transitioning and putting food on the table. Not that he's particularly thrilled that it took his brother becoming a mafia boss to get here, but he'll take any win that he can. When he finally looks up, he sees Kim beaming at him.
Congratulations,
Kim says, patting his head.
I'm so happy for you.
Chai's smile splits his face and squishes his eyes until they disappear. Thank you, he says, sniffling as he feels tears bead up in the corners of his eyes. Yet again, Kim lets Chai cry out of pure, unbridled joy into his shoulder. The knot that's built up in his stomach over the years, every time he wore a dress as a kid, every time he got called the wrong name, every time he looked in the mirror and felt wrong, 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 slowly unravels itself. He finally made it. He's going to make it. It's going to be okay.
Ready?
Chai shakes his head rapidly, eyes squeezed shut, and Kim huffs a little laugh.
You don't have to look. I'll be done in 2 seconds. Just relax your body.
Chai shakes his arms and his head and takes a few quick breaths to hype himself up, much to Kim's amusement. Okay, do it.
Ready? 3.
No! Don't count! Just do it! Ah! Chai squeaks when Kim does exactly that, poking the needle in and quickly depositing the medication.
And done. That wasn't so bad, huh?
Kim chuckles as Chai's scrunched face falls into a pout. No, it wasn't. Thank you for helping me. Chai gives Kim a quick peck on the cheek and puts his shirt down.
No need to thank me. It's nice to have a shot buddy.
Kim pulls up his own shirt and holds it in his mouth, pinching his barely there tummy and quickly doing his own shot with practice skill. Chai tries not to ooh his boyfriend's abs too much, but then he remembers that they're boyfriends and stares as much as he wants. Kim notices Chai's eyes and smirks a little, clearly satisfied.
First shot done. How do you feel?
It's weird. Not as momentous as I was expecting, I guess. Chai chuckles. I'll probably have to wait a little to see any changes, huh? Kim laughs too.
Yeah, definitely more than one shot. But you'll get there.
Kim wraps his arms around Chai's waist and kisses him chastely.
We'll get there together.
The end.